Welcome to the last message from the Gospel according to Luke, Kata Lukon. Greek reading and research from the Nestle Allen text, which as far as I'm concerned is as close to the original as if it was autographed by Luke himself. 24 and verse 35 is where we are, or 34 that is. Logontes hos ontos egethe, ho kyrios kai off the Simone, saying that really he was raised, the Lord, and he appeared to Simon. Oh, let's go back. I was supposed to start with verse number 33. I apologize. Kai anaston stantes aute te hora epes threpson eis Jerusalema. Kai guron ethroi simonos tus in dika kai tus sin autois. And then legontes hote ontos ergethe ho kyrios kai ofthe simoni. And having risen up early in the morning, in the early hour, they returned, and this is the two disciples walking to Emmaus, unto Jerusalem. Now this is, you know, around 7 miles back. And they found, having been collected, the 11, hendika, 1 and 10 is what it says in Greek, and the ones with him, saying that really he was raised, the Lord, and he appeared to Simon. Kai altoi, ex a gonto ta en te hodon kai hos agnoste autois en te klese tu arto. And they kept on rehearsing and saying out for themselves the things that during the trip and how that he was known to them during the breaking of the bread, the miracle of the breaking and multiplying of the bread. That was another miracle, that he broke the bread, multiplied the bread before their eyes. The miracle of creation. 24:36. Tauta de auton lalonton, autois este en meso auton. And then we have this in brackets, which probably wasn't in the old text. Kai lege autois ereni emen. And these things to them, saying that he stood in the middle of them. And he says to them, Areni, Hemen, or Shalom to you. To eithentes de kai em phoboi. Genomenoi, edokon numa therun. Therun, that is. And having become scared, terrorized, this word patoyo, they were just, their hair was standing on end. Have you ever had that happen? Your hair stand on end? You were so afraid or astonished that you had your hair stand on end. But having been scared and terrified, emphoboi, terrified plural, having become, they kept on thinking a spirit that they were seeing. They thought that they saw a spirit, a ghost, a phantom. 24:38. Kai epen autois ti tetragmenoi, este kai dia ti dialogismoi, anabinousen en te cardia hemon. And he said to them, why are you having been troubled? What has caused you being so troubled you are? And because why your dialogues and your thoughts, the dialogues in your head, that is, your thinking in your head, and they came up in the heart of you. Why have all these things come up in your heart, all of this terror and troubles? Idete tas keteras mu kai tas podas mu hote ego emi autos sila feithete. Me kai edete hote numa sarka. Kai auster uk eke kathos me therete ekonte. He said, you see the hands of me? You see my hands? And the feet of me? They had holes in them. The scars where the holes were. Because I am he. You examine me. And you see because of spirit, flesh, and bones, not it has. Just as me you behold having flesh and bones. He appealed to all five of their senses to prove the resurrection. Sight, hearing, touch, feeling, all of their five senses. All of it. He appealed to all of their five senses. And now many script manuscripts omit this verse number 24. Kai tuto epon edexen autois tas keras tas tus podos. This saying he showed them the hands and the feet of him. Now, actually, in the last verse, had already said that anyway. So that verse is probably not in any of the old manuscripts. But by explanation, somebody put it in there. In the early manuscripts, you have to realize they were all handwritten like this one is. Let me show this to you, since you've never really done this. There's these handwritten manuscripts. There's 10,000 pages of them. After this class, I will have done 25 books in the New Testament on recordings. If you'll see, you'll see the Greek written in red down below the translation, and then you will see the grammar written there also. And yet, disbelieving them, from the joy and the marveling, he said to them, ye have any food here? Ye have any food? Spirits don't eat. Ghosts don't eat. I want to show you. I'm going to prove to you that I am not some spirit. Now, angels eat. We know that because they appeared. They're thinking they're seeing a ghost, but he's not a ghost. There are no such thing as ghosts, by the way. Hoide epodokon, auto exus optu meros. And the ones they handed to him, fish, broiled, a part of the fish that was broiled. Kai labon enopion, auton ephagen. And having taken in their presence, he ate it. He ate the fish. Estio. 2444. Epen de pros autos hutoi hoi logoi mu us. Alesa prosimas ete on sin himen hote de. And he said to them these things, the words of me which I spoke to you. The words there is logoi, hoi logoi. That comes from Lego, the verb. Now we have elaleison, which means human speech and language. Elaleison, which I spoke, words which I spoke to you, yet being with you, because it is bindingly necessary. Pleirothene, panta ta gegramina, ento nomo mosios, kai tois prophetes, kai psalmois peri mu. The Lord divides the scriptures in Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms in the Old Testament concerning me, these three divisions. And they are again spoken of in Ephesians 5:19. All of these things to be filled having been written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. The law, the five books of Moses and in the prophets. Isaiah 53, etc. And in the Psalms, Psalm 22, Psalm 23, all of these Psalms concerning Jesus, all the prophecies. Psalm 69, verse 1 through 21. Psalm 72. And Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 2 and verse 7. These are all prophecies of Christ. Psalm 118, verse 22. Tote diagnosen. Auton ton nun. Tu sinene. Tas graphsas. Then he opened up to them the mind to understand the writings, the scriptures. Now, there's five words for mind in Greek. One of them is nous. It means to be able to interpret judgment, the faculties of perception and understanding. Nous. Nu, omicron, epsilon, sigma. And then there's the word nome. Nome, gamma, nu, omega, mem, and eta. The capacity of judgment and knowledge, nome. And he's talking about all he's going to use these terms. And then we have boule. It means the mental will as a plan and counsel. And then we have the word frame. That means carnal intellect, common sense, judgment, horse sense. Then we have the word sophia, godly wisdom. 24:46. Kai epain autois hote utos gegrapte pathein ton Christon kai anastene ek nekron te triten hemera. And he said to them that in this manner it has been written to suffer the Messiah, the Christos, the Hamashiach, and to raise again out of the dead ones in the third day. After 3 days, he's going to raise out the dead ones. 47. Kai krex thene epito onomate auto metanoion eis aphesen hemation eis panta ta ethne arxamenoi apu erasalem. And he preached. The word here is to preach. In the name of him, repentance. Because of the forgiveness of sins. Repentance because of the forgiveness of sins unto all the nations, having begun from Jerusalem. Now, Acts also tells us about this. The scapegoat. He's talking about Asaphason, that goat that sinned away our sins, that carried away our sins. Jesus was our scapegoat. He's our lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Verse number 24, 48. Hemes materes tuton. And ye witnesses of these things are. Ye are witness of these things. Verse 49. Kai edun ego apostolo te apangalion tu patros mu f himas himes de kathisate en te polehios hu en disa de ex simus dinamin. And ye behold, I will send the promise of the Father of me upon you all. But ye shall sit in the city until, of whom ye may be clothed out of high with power. Now the church had already begun in the seashores of Galilee. The church already had apostles placed in it. The first gift placed in the church. The church had a treasurer in it. The church had a clerk. All these things, the operating body of the believers, and they already had been given the administration of the kingdom. But now, they're going to wait in Jerusalem until they receive power to get the scriptures, to receive the scriptures, and to write the scriptures down that we're reading this night. And it is a miracle of God that you have these scriptures in this language, in the original language that it was written in, by the power and the preservation of God. the Catholic Church for hundreds of years, over 1,000 years, the Catholic Church burned every scripture they could find. And the Muslims were doing the same thing. In the 1500s, the Catholic Church went into the valleys of the Piedmont, where these people that were called the Waldenses, that would become the Amish and the Mennonites, what's left of them, they went in there and tried to kill every one of them, and they took the scriptures that they had, and some of them went back, they say, they were very autographs from the apostles. And they burned them all and burned the people. They even cannibalized the women and ate them. Until you receive power from on high. Verse number 50. Exegagen de autos exo. Hios tros bethanion. Kai eparas tas keras autu eulogason autos. And he led them out outside until toward Bethany. And having lifted up the hands of him, he blessed them. Kai agenito en to eulogain, auton autois diesten, dieste that is, of auton kai ana ferete eis ton uranon. Now the last part of this, from Kai onward, is not in the old text. It was supplemented in there. But we know what's been put in and what's been taken out. We know it. We have... In the Nestle Island text, I believe we have as close to the autographs as if Luke signed this one. And it came to pass during him blessing them that he withdrew from them. And it says here, and he was taken up into the heaven. And here again we have part of a scripture that is not there. Kai autoi epestrepson eis Jerusalem meta charis megales. And they returned and turned back in Jerusalem with joy and great. There was added pros kune santes, which is having worshipped him, they returned to Jerusalem with a joy great. And the last verse in the Gospel of Luke. Kai eson dia pontos en to ero eulogontes ton theon. And they kept on being always in the temple area, blessing the God, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God." On the last page of this, now my writings were lost one time, thrown away, and I had to rewrite the Gospel of Luke. And I finished rewriting and translating the Gospel of Luke, February the 16th, 2000, at 10:12 p.m. I finished writing this again. Now tonight, the 16th of December, 2018, I will have finished preaching and recording all the Gospel of Luke for you and for our Lord. And they kept on being always in the temple, blessing the God. Let's read this from the Amplified Bible now. The last few verses. I thank God for this word. I have struggled and I have written every word in the New Testament. I wrote a translation to it, and I wrote down all the grammar so that I could teach people what's there. There's so much in the original language that we don't get. And having risen up very early, they went back to Jerusalem in verse number 33, where they found the 11 apostles gathered together and those who were with them, who said, "The Lord really is risen and has appeared to Simon Peter." And they themselves related in full what had happened on the road and how he was known and recognized by them in the breaking of bread, the miracle of the bread again. And now while they were talking about this, Jesus himself took his stand among them and said to them, peace, that is freedom from all distresses that are experienced as a result of sin to you. Shalom. Shalom means agreement, by the way. Shalom is the word in Hebrew for peace, and Arabic also, but it means not so much peace, but an agreement. You can have peace with God if you come to God on God's terms. But they were startled and terrified, and they thought they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you so disturbed and troubled? Why do you such things and questionings arise in your hearts? Why? See my hands and my feet, that I am himself feel and handle me. And see if a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. Look. And when he said this to them, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while, since they still could not believe it for sheer joy and marveled, he said to them, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it and before them all. Then he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you, that everything which is written concerning me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Must be filled up. Then he thoroughly opened up their minds to understand the scripture. He said to them, this is written that the Christ, the Messiah, should suffer and on the third day rise from among the dead ones. Hosea 6:2. And that repentance because of forgiveness of sin should be preached in this name through all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are a witness of these things, and behold, I will send forth upon you what my Father has promised. But remain in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he conducted them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he invoked a blessing upon them. And it occurred that while he was blessing them, he parted from them and was taken up into heaven. And they worshipped him and went back to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple celebrating with praises and blessing, extolling God. Amen. I thank God that I have been able to finish this series of 100 classes with you and share the Word of God with you. Thank you for your support and your prayers, and thank you so much for your comments on the sermons, especially you, Nancy, in Pennsylvania. You make a comment on every message. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. That's an encouragement. That's like saying amen. I don't get to see you in person, but you just signing those little comments touches my heart. You don't know how much. Thank you from all over the world, Donald, Marna, Nancy, from Texas, New York, Alabama, wherever you are. Thank you for the sending your offerings and for your prayers and for your comments on the messages. Continue to pray for me as we begin the Gospel of Matthew. And we bring that to you, all the 28 chapters of Matthew. If the Lord gives me strength and preserve my life until then. Father, I send this message out for your honor, for your glory. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings you've given me. Thank you, Father, for giving me the strength to do this. I pray that your word will not return unto you void, which I know it will not. Touch hearts with it, I pray. Build up teachers and pastors in your word. Forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. For your honor, for your glory.